You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Music we love. A half hour of your musical favorites performed by the Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Howard Barlow and featuring special guest artists. Today's guest on Music We Love is the famous opera star Eleanor Stieber.
Stars, the voice of Firestone on television and radio, this composed by Mrs. Firestone.
Thank you.
Ida Bell Firestone wrote that. A lot of great stuff. You know darn well with the voice of Firestone, Ida's music would be played and heard. Talk about Fred McMurray. Never let anybody forget that he's from Wisconsin, but he's really born in Kankakee. Got a birthday coming down August 30th. But he had a close connection to Beaver Dam. He grew up there. And he spent a lot of time in Kenosha. Dated a girl. When he was playing at the Twin Lakes Ballroom, still there, the Rumpole's Ballroom, tenor sax with the Gus Arnheim Band. Didn't have a car, so he borrowed Carl Rademacher, the owner's truck. They'd go on dates to the Kenosha Theater. Another guy with strong Wisconsin ties, Fred McMurray. The music of the stars, here is Fred. That's Fred McMurray with the Gus Arnheim Coconut Grove Band. Here is Fred and Eddie G. from Double Indemnity.
I was wondering what time you got down to the office. Who did that little man of yours pull you out of bed?
The janitor did. Seems you leaked a little blood on the way in here.
Yeah. Wouldn't be surprised. Wanted to straighten you out on that Dietrichson case.
So I gather.
How long you been standing there?
Long enough.
Kind of a crazy story with a crazy twist to it. One you didn't quite figure out.
Well, you can't figure them all, Walter.
That's right, I guess you can't at that. Now I suppose I get the big speech. One with all the $2 words in it. Let's have it, Kate.
Walter, you're all washed up.
Thanks, Kate. I was short anyway.
Carol Burnett did a parody, a brilliant one, with Steve Lawrence as Walter Neff, and the title was Double Calamity.
This is Walter Neff. Inner office memo, D.G. Keyes. Keyes, I got 8 bullets in me, Keyes. But I'm going to try to hang on a couple of seconds, because I got to tell you, I got to tell...
Oh, you're working late, eh, Mr. Leff?
Yeah, that's right, Pop.
Oh. Hey, you seem a little under the weather.
Yeah. Just one of those days, you know, Pop.
Yeah, me too. My arthritis is flaring up again.
Why don't you get out of here, Pop, huh? I got a score to settle, a roller coaster to get off, and a movie to narrate.
Well, there's no rest for the wicked, I guess.
Come on, get out of here, will you, Pop? Get out of here. Never did like him. All right, Keith.
Go take me out to the movies. I'd rather stay home and relax. I'll tell you the trouble with movies. It's too darn many popcorn sacks.
Oh, Eddie, let me take off my shoes and run barefoot through your hair.
Oh, but Charles, I always thought you wanted to...
The big main feature lights the screen. The hero beats the villain back. Then comes the climax of the scene. Rattle, 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 popcorn sack. The mystery picture's in a mess. The cops admit the case looks black. Just when the crook starts to confess. Rattle, 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 popcorn sack. It's brought back silent pictures. And that's no gag. The loudest sound department is in the bag. On comes a girl in tight sarong, cut so in front and low in back. She takes a deep breath for a song. Rattle, 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 popcorn sack.
I'm gonna drill you, see, and you know why, Jack? Now, slug that mug with a popcorn sack.
When Katharine Hepburn speaks her part and gives out high dramatic art.
Or the Calla Lilies will soon be back on the chest of that pest with a popcorn sack.
That's all that buttered rattler soon drives you nuts. You must eliminate him. No ifs or buts. It doesn't mean a doggone thing when Mr. Jolson starts to sing. The noise comes from the guy behind. You turn and shoot, he falls down smack. You think now you have peace of mind.
Bimbo!
Throws another popcorn sack.
On the end of me, it was. I'd been out to Glendale to deliver a policy on some dairy trucks. On the way back, I remembered this auto renewal near Los Feliz Boulevard, so I drove over there. It was one of those California Spanish houses everyone was nuts about 10 or 15 years ago. This one must have cost somebody about $30,000. That is, if he ever finished paying for it. Is Mr. Dietrichson in?
Who wants to see him?
The name is Neff, Walter Neff.
If you're selling something...
Look, it's Mr. Dietrichson I want to talk to, and it's not magazine subscriptions.
Listen, Mr. Dietrichson is not in.
How soon do you expect him?
He'll be home when he gets here, if that's any help to you.
What is it, Nettie? Who is it?
It's for Mr. Dietrichson.
I'm Mrs. Dietrichson. What is it?
How do you do, Mrs. Dietrichson? I'm Walter Neff, Pacific All Risk.
Pacific All what?
The Pacific All Risk Insurance Company. It's about some renewals on the automobiles. I've been trying to contact your husband for the past 2 weeks, but he's never in his office.
Is there anything I can do?
The insurance ran out on the 15th. I'd hate to think of your having a smashed fender or something while you're not fully covered.
Perhaps I know what you mean.
I want to see Mr. Dietrichson.
I'm Mrs. Dietrichson. Could I be of some... Ouch. Some help?
Sure, sure. Yeah, you can be of some help, baby.
Excuse the way I look, but I've been sunbathing.
At night?
I burn easily.
You, always wear that anklet when you moonbathe, baby?
Don't race your motor, Mr.,
Leff.
Leff.
Right.
Ouch. If you promise to keep your hands off me, why don't I slip into something more comfortable and I'll be right down.
I'll slip into neutral. Just keep my motor running.
Right, Mr.
Left.
Right.
Now, here's the real Barbara Streisand right here.
Beautiful, Junior, but it's not for me.
Come on and give me heat, because I don't like my music sweet. I want to feel my impulse beat. Take it off the E string, play it on the G string. If this gives you a thrill, it's happening much against my will. And only cause I've caught a chill, take it off the E string, play it on the G string. What goes a lot goes when I do my act. Boys, it's a fact. Whenever I'm applauded, you're rewarded. Each time the drummer jumps, I get goose flesh big as lumps. I start breaking out in bumps. Brother, I'm making my eggs and bacon, earning my pay just by shaking this way, 4 shows a day. Time was when crime was if you stole some dough. Now that ain't so, cause if you lack attire, it's the Black Mariah.
Mm-mm, Lady Godiva.
I know what you're waiting for.
I've been waiting a week.
And I've a mind to do some more.
I'll stick around.
But I don't wanna break the law. Cause listen, brother, I've got a mother, old and gray.
But she's a Lulu.
I support her this way, 4 shows a day.
Barbara Stanwyck. The real Barbara Stanwyck. Here's the fake one. Carol Burnett and Steve Lawrence.
Yeah, why don't you do that, baby? You see, I got to get his signature on this auto insurance renewal.
Insurance, huh?
Yeah, you know, auto, life, accident.
Accident? Say, suppose you do me a favor. Suppose you get my husband to sign an accident insurance policy, but don't let him know he's signing it. And then suppose you kill him for me.
Huh. What do you think I am, some kind of chump? All right, where is he? I'll kill him.
Gosh, you're swell.
Yeah, so am I.
What's your first name?
First name? Walter.
Walter?
Yeah, Walter.
Oh, that's a swell name, Walter.
What's yours?
My name's Phyllis Walter.
Phyllis Walter?
Yes, no, Walter, yours. Your name. Mine's Phyllis.
Hello there, little darling. Your hubby's home. Oh, I'm sorry. I see we have some company. Make yourself at home, sir.
Oh, what's a big idea? You're home early, and I bet you didn't bring me any presents either.
Isn't she a sweet thing? She brightens up my day, I'll tell you. Well, where are my manners? May I offer you a drink, Mr. What was the name?
Leff.
Leff?
Right.
Right. Well, how are you, my little
down the highway doing 79. I'm a twin pipe popper and I'm feeling fine. Hey man, dig that. Was that a red stop sign? Transfusion, transfusion. I'm just a solid mess of contusions. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Slip the blood to me, bud. I jump in my rod about a quarter to nine. I gotta make a date with that chick of mine. I cross the center line. Man, you gotta make time. Transfusion, oh man, I got the cotton picking convolutions. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Shoot the juice to me, Bruce. My foot's on the throttle and it's made of lead, but I'm a fast riding daddy with a real cool head. I'm a gonna pass a truck on the hill ahead. Transfusion, my red corpuscles are in mass confusion. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Pour the crimson in me, Jimson. I took a little drink and I'm a feeling right. I can fly right over everything, everything in sight. There's a slow poking cat, I'm gonna pass him on the right. Transfusion, I'm a real gone pale face, and that's no illusion. I'm a never, never, never gonna speed again. Pass the claret to me, Barrett. A rolling down the mountain on a rainy day. Oh, when you see me coming, better start to pray. I'm a cutting up the road and I'm the boss all the way. Transfusion, transfusion. Oh, Doc, pardon me for this crazy intrusion. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Pump the fluid in me, Louie. I'm burning up the freeway early this morning. I'm a-passing everybody. Oh, nothing but corn, man, out of my way. I don't drive with my horn. Transfusion, oh, nurse, I'm gonna make a new resolution. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Put a gallon in me, Allen. Oh, barnyard drivers are found in two classes, line-crowding hogs and speeding jackasses. So remember to slow down today. Hey, Daddy-O, make that type O, huh?
Snap. I got him on a blimp and pushed him off without anybody noticing, with the possible exception of 100,000 people at the Rose Bowl game. I was sure our plan had worked. We were getting closer to that 100 grand. I was playing it cool when you called me into your office a few days later, Keys.
Come on in, Walter. I want to talk to you. Another one of my stinking hunches about this Diedrichsen thing.
Oh?
Yeah. It just doesn't add up. Now, here's a man with a bullet in his back, his mouth full of marbles. He's fallen out of a blimp, and he ends up in a Rose Bowl stuffed in a tuba.
No, Keys, sounds like suicide to me.
Here's another thing.
Yeah.
Something fishy about that wife of his. I think she was in on it. Yeah, and I think she had an accomplice.
Yeah.
She's been hanging around with a guy by the name of Nino Zapparetti.
Zapparetti, yeah. Yeah, I think I heard that name before, yeah.
I'm terribly sorry to barge in on you like this. Oh, Mr. Leff, I know you probably think I'm just a silly, crazy, over-emotional adolescent, but I'm not a dying, 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 dying! Don't say it! Please!
Keys, this is Lola Diedrichsen. Kid with a big heart and a bigger mouth.
Oh, well, then, in that case, I'll leave you two alone. You can use my office as long as you want.
Big lug.
Mr. Leff, do you know who killed my late father?
No, give me a hint.
My stepmother, Phyllis.
Yeah, that's a good hint. Yeah.
Mr. Neff, is it any wonder that sometimes I think she's an old meanie?
If I were you, I'd move out.
Believe me, I'm tempted. If I could only find a nice place with a pool and not too many little kids around. Well, anyway.
No gal maid has got a shade on sweet Georgia Brown. Two left feet, but oh so neat is sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and wanna die for sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you just why. You know I don't lie, not much. It's been said she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Said she came, why it's a shame of she cools them down. Fella, she can't get a fella she ain't met.
More Carol Burnett now.
Before I was born, a lot of things happened. A lot of things happened, but not to me. Before I was born, a lot of things happened that I didn't happen to see. And after I'm gone, a lot of things will happen. A lot of things will happen, oh Lord, amen. Yes, after I'm gone, a lot of things will happen that I won't know about then. So it's the meantime, all they gave me is that in between time for my loving and my living. Gotta do it in the time I'm given. Meantime may mean nothing to to share. And after I'm gone, a lot of love will happen. A lot of love will happen. There is no doubt. Yeah, after I'm gone, a lot of love will happen that I'll be doing without. So it's the meantime. All they gave me is that in between time for my loving and my living. Gotta do it in the time.
Carol Burnett live at Carnegie Hall. Remember Wee Bonnie Baker? I didn't think so.
I've been waiting for your phone call for 18 years. Maybe you don't love me anymore. How long must I wait for you to keep our date? Could it be, sweetheart, that you are sore? I've been waiting for your phone call for 18 years. You told me that you'd call me back that day. I'm wasting my youth in a telephone booth. How could you treat me this way? I was young and healthy when you left me. Has your love grown cold? You're acting strange. Could it be your fickle? Or didn't you have the nickel? If you had written, I'd have sent the change. I've been waiting for your phone call for 18 years. Could it be you found somebody new? I'll wait for your phone call for 18 more. But after that, we are through. Love grown cold, you're acting strange. Could it be your fickle? Or didn't you have the nickel? If you had written, I'd have sent the change on a postcard. Been waiting for your phone call for 18 years. Could it be you found somebody new? I'll wait for your phone call for 18 more. But after that, we are through. I've waited 18 years and I'll wait 36. But after that, we are through.
Hello? You don't say. You don't say. You don't say.
Who was it?
He didn't say.
No reply. Nightshade's fallen. Hear him sigh. Chloe.
Where are you, you old bat?
Empty spaces and meet his eyes. Empty arms outstretched. He's a crying through the black of night. I got to go where you are.
Whether it's here or whether it's there, I want to be there wherever you are.
If it's wrong, all right, I got to go where you
Hello,
are.
Hello, Chloe. What are you knowing?
I just got back from a vaudeville showing.
I roam through the dismal swampland, searching for you. Cause if you are lost there, let me be that.
3, 4, 1.
And through that smoke and flame, I've got to go where you are.
Thunder, lightning, shower, snow, when I hear the call, I gotta go.
For no place can be too far where you are. Ain't no chains can bind you. And if you live, I'll find you. Love is calling me. I got to go where you are. And if you live, ha-ha, I'm gonna find you, my pretty baby. Love. fallen bee.
Hello? You don't say. You don't say.
Who was it?
Same guy.
I've got to go where you are.
All right. Yeah, they put a number here, phone number. Wait a second. It's an awful long phone number. What neighborhood is this?
Detroit.
Hey, did it to me again. I'm getting very sneaky out there in the audience. With these new things without prefixes, it's hard to tell.
In case you want to say.
Oh, thanks.
Hello?
Hello, is Eddie Jr. there, please?
No, he is, and who is it?
Is this Eddie Sr.?
Yes.
Listen, I understand that Ed got engaged, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I'm an old friend of his.
Oh?
We used to play pool together.
Oh? Down the basement, you mean, or...
What's A?
Say, down the basement, or out of...
Yes, down the basement, hall. Yeah. We used to play in all the basements, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh.
And you still have the old table?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Hello.
We're calling from a kind of a noisy party here, and the people are playing a game.
Yes, I was just wondering who this was, so I can tell them.
This is Art Linkletter.
Oh, Art Linkletter.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
We're calling from People Are Crummy. And we just heard about Eddie Jr. When is the wedding going to be?
November 10th.
November 10th?
Yeah.
Good. Does the young lady know about it yet?
Does she know about it?
She knows about it. Good. Well, listen, Mike and Mar are here.
Yeah?
You know them?
Oh, yeah.
I see. Well, they're under arrest at the moment. So they'll probably be sending you a wire to tell you that this was all on the up and up.
Uh-huh.
And when Eddie gets home, you tell him we all said hello.
Okay, and who is this again?
No, I'm just kidding. This is Steve Allen.
Yes, I understand.
Telephone, no ring.
Hello? Hello? Hello, operator? Will you please do me a favor? I'm going to try to call my girl, but every time I fail, well, when I put the money in, each time you begin, another way to put it out. So please tell him what's about, huh? Yeah? Uh-huh. No. No! No, no, no. Yeah, I had it in before. You don't have to get the saw. Well, just do the best you can when I put it in again. So I put the nickel in to call my Catherine. The telephone no ring, no ring, no ring, no ring. And the operator talks. She puts the nickel back. I put it in once more. Out like before, I gotta make the call, and there is a middle hall, and they're incompetent. Well, I got to put some sense, and the telephone no ring, no ring, no ring, no ring, and in and out and in, to call my Catherine. I don't lose my control, and there is another hall. Well, it's 25%. So what's the difference? But the telephone no ring, no ring, no ring, no ring. Well, I show her I'm a man, so I'm gonna try again. Yes, hello. Hello. Hello, operator. Oh, don't you call me a dictator. Well, I'm a good citizen, and I love my Catherine. You bunch of the squirrel. Which number is I call? It's a Macedonia 2. Yes, a fight 2. That's so poor of a chisel. That's all right. I speak with my interest. That's not your business. Here's the nickel. Don't you shout. Let's not put it in and out. And so I put the nickel in to call my Catherine. And the telephone no ring. No ring, no ring, no ring. The operator talks. She puts the nickel back. I put it in once more, and out like before.
Cody Club, may I help you?
Motor Club, yes, I had a little accident, and I'd like some service.
When the offices are closed, what is it that you want? A towing service?
Well, I'll tell you what the problem is, and you tell me what I need here. My car just, it just went off a cliff in Malibu Canyon. And nobody's hurt. But,
That's kind of bad on cars. You ought to watch that. Well, I'll tell you, the...
I did watch it. It was beautiful.
Well, I'll tell you, sir, the best thing to do would be to make some arrangements tomorrow with them. There wouldn't be anything that we could do tonight, I don't believe. I doubt that the unit out there would want to try and pull a car up out of the canyon at night. I don't think they could.
Oh, yeah?
Now, is there any reason why it has to be pulled out tonight?
Well, I got to get home somehow. You know. I'm sorry, but I'm calling from a saloon out near Malibu, and these people are laughing here. It's not so funny, you folks here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right, sir. Well,
I'm a little hysterical, understand, because of the...
Just calm down, sir.
Just what?
I said just calm down for a second.
All right.
This is a radio show, I see.
What is that noise? What is that beep I hear? You guys record all these calls for the car people or something?
No. This is obviously a recorded conversation for a radio show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you're supposed to keep me talking for a length of time, undoubtedly.
Aha! Sir, you are under arrest.
There you go.
Give me information. Information. Give me long distance. Long distance. Give me
a service I can render. Tell the one who loves you only I can be so warm and tender. Call me, don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me and I'll be around. When it seems your friends desert you, there's somebody thinking of you. I'm the one who'll never hurt you. Maybe that's because I love you. Call me, don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me and I'll be around. Now don't forget me, because if you let me, I will always stay by you. You gotta trust me, that's how it must be. There's so much that I can do. If you call, I'll be right with you. You and I should be together. Take this love I long to give you. I'll be at your side forever. Call me, don't be afraid. You can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me and I'll be around. Call me, don't be afraid. You can call me. Maybe it's late, but just
Sammy with Rodgers and Hammerstein's classic. I like to play forgotten music. Like this one. From a movie called My Heart Goes Crazy. Johnny Burke wrote it, Jimmy Van Heusen. Thank you. Who remembers if spring were only here to stay? Top and in the meadow, hear the sound of April's laughter ringing, while a breeze is playing in the meadow. Down the mountain comes a river singing. Just the willow seems to know that spring will go. Look at this lovely, lovely day. If spring were only here to stay. Sing, little robin, sing away. If spring were only here to stay. Winter is waiting in the hills, watching the dancing daffodils. Why must there be an end to May? Now you know the last line. Pete Mellon Verney. Now we'll take about 5 minutes off. See what's shaking in this crazy old world of ours. NBC News updating us. The weather, too. Ah, weather. I'm Lou Regani. Be right back. Music of the Stars, Civic Media, Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.